This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. Coming up Saturday night at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center, The Scion by Brian Copeland. And Brian is with us this morning. Hi, Brian.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you here. A familiar voice to many of us, yours is. And you've really turned into quite the Renaissance man, haven't you? I think so.
People say that. I'm not even sure exactly what that means.
Well, it's the upper echelon equivalent of jack of all trades, I think. But
I was thinking Da Vinci when I hear Renaissance man. I guess I should paint and invent a brand new helicopter or something.
You had not a genuine black man on stage. The waiting period, the jewelry box, and now the Scion. Tell us about this show.
The Scion originally premiered in 2014, and it is like most of not most of pretty much all of my shows, that there is a societal theme to it. What The Scion is about, it's another story of my hometown of San Leandro. We're back in 2000, back in the summer of 2000. Stuart Alexander, who was the scion of a prominent family here in town, the Santos Linguiça factory, which is a factory that made this incredible linguiça sausage, got into a back and forth with government meat inspectors over whether or not they had the right to inspect his factory. And it culminated in him murdering three of them and shooting three of them and videotaping himself killing these three people. So it was a close friend of his who, like, after I did Genuine, was asking me for ages, telling me that I needed to tell the story because nobody else could tell the story but me. And I wasn't really interested in it. It wasn't my kind of thing until I started to look into it, because I never knew Stuart Alexander, even though, you know, I grew up about a mile from this factory. I knew who he was, but I don't remember ever having met him. And when I dug into the story, and what you basically had here was a fourth generation son of privilege to whom the rules did not apply. He literally got away with everything he ever did, horrible, terrible things to people he did. He literally got away with it because of who the family was, right up to the day he murdered these three people. And he videotaped himself killing these people, figuring in his mind this was proof that they left me no choice but to gun them down because they were harassing me. And he really did think he was going to get away with it because he'd gotten away with everything else. So I wrote this play, and it is a dramedy. There are jokes in it, but they're not jokes about the murders or about the crime.
No, that's good.
Itself. It's not that kind of a thing. But what I do is I look at the way that I describe it is it's a cross between it's In Cold Blood meets The Jungle, because it looks at two things. It looks at the role of regulation in society. Because people, you know, we bitch and we whine and we complain about regulation and about rules and about the government telling us what we can and can't do and why we have to have a permit for this and a permit for that. But on the other hand, they're there for a purpose. Without them, you know, people get sick and terrible things happen. And in terms of privilege, you know, being, you know, exactly who decides who we should trust in this society and who decides who should protect us in this society.
Well, here was a guy who was living in an alternative universe in his own mind, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question about it. But here's the thing, and here's the big part of this. He was living in an alternative universe in his own mind, but he was aided and abetted by everybody else. He was aided and abetted by those who, because of who the family was, they let him get away with everything up to murder. I mean, as I said, there are stories I detail in this play. They're just, you'll shake your head. You won't believe the things this guy did. And go, I mean, assaulting people and just horrible, terrible, terrible things. The city and people in the city enabled him, and then others were just too afraid of him to speak up and to do anything about it. So, and I use the word scion because I've always thought that was just a fascinating term, because you only hear the word scion referred to when you're talking about the offspring of the aristocracy.
Right.
You know, I was telling my kids, you'll know that I've made it when people are referring to you as the Copeland scion.
I'm looking forward to that performance on stage when we're talking about the Copeland kids.
Copeland Scion.
It's a fascinating story. I remember it well here in the Bay Area, and hard to imagine. And thanks for explaining to us how and why to bring this story to the stage. It's coming up Saturday night at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center, The Scion by Brian Copeland. And Brian, we look forward to seeing you up here.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me. I'll see you on Saturday.
All right. That is Brian Copeland, and this is Center Stage, Celebration of Performing Arts in Sonoma County, brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University.